This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, Steven Crowder and the Mug Club and this whole operation is literally leading everybody out of Egypt, and we don't have to wait 50 years or 40 years to cross the River Jordan, folks. We're doing it right now. It's already launched, out of the gate successful. That is a true American success story of dedication, work, not backing down, and it challenges the entire system. So when this is successful, and it already is, but I mean super successful, it will then be the example to all the other big so-called conservative populist talk show hosts who don't like serving the globalists but are too scared to buck them, to let them then have the courage to follow us. So this is true leadership and history that you're watching right now today. Now here's another key point. If you look at the 40-plus billion that Anheuser-Busch has lost with the entire debacle with Bud Light, that's a great example of us saying we're going to withdraw support of people targeting children and sexualization and this whole transhumanist movement. That's what it is. I mean, you all know Harari at the WEF says, oh, this is just the beginning. If you'll accept two men having a baby, you'll accept cyborgs, all the rest of it. Clones, animal-human hybrids, which is all out in the open now. But instead of just boycotts, what about boycotts? And that's what this is, folks. You get all these great shows, all these great memberships, all these great things, and know that you're part of history, bucking the system, American Revolution, 1776, Worldwide 2.0. So the boycotts are great. Pull your money out of the globalist system, but then spend it with the institutions and organizations that are standing at freedom. If Anheuser-Busch just lost, I think the number I saw last week was $41 billion. It just keeps going up and up. 25% market share in all of their products. Think about what would happen if people spent $1 billion on Mug Club instead of $10 million or whatever. Because this guy's putting almost everything back into the operation. Because it is about the excitement of standing up for liberty and connecting to our forefathers and foremothers that created this country. And that's what this is about. You know, Stephen kept saying, it doesn't make business sense to not roll over and make the hundreds of millions and salt the system. But wait, if the whole country and the world's gone, that money doesn't matter. It makes perfect business sense. Because our business is prosperity and freedom and justice and Americana, 1776, worldwide! So that's what this is all about. So we've been talking for 6 months about doing this, and I said, well, I'm going to keep InfoWars going, the great crew we do. And they thought, and I said, what's your idea? And I had my idea already written down. They said, a once-a-week show, build off that, then start building some other shows. And with the funding we get from this, we'll be able to hire back more reporters, do more investigative stuff on the ground at the border and at Bilderberg and at Davos and the RNC and DNC. So this is a match made in heaven. Everybody needs to tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, hey, you want to Second American Revolution? You don't like what's happening? Well, this is the group, this is the organization that is the best there is. We're not up here saying, we're Superman. We're not up here saying we have all the answers. But you know what? It's not bragging when it's fact. People need to recognize that this operation, what Steven Crowder and his crew are doing, is the best, open, freest, biggest thing there is in the world in opposition to the New World Order. And hey, you tune into my show, you're going to get hardcore analysis and over the horizon information on what the globalists are planning next. That's all I do is study it. It's hardcore. Don't slit your wrist after you watch it. But the good thing is you can then tune in to the incredible, amazing, better than the nighttime comedy shows, live delivery of these guys, and they make it fun. And that's why I like the energy here. It's quite frankly, InfoWars, great crew, great people, but it's like you are in a bunker. We've been doing it 20-something years, and it's crazy. So it's a breath of fresh air to just add this family to what's happening, to be part of this organization, and to have the InfoWars crew now becoming part of this organization. I'm just blessed and honored, and it's incredible. And at 11 a.m., just coming up in about an hour from now, I'll do my live show out of the classic Steven Crowder Studios. We're going to have these guys in here with us. It's so exciting. So 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show, and band.video. But I want everybody watching, that means on InfoWars everywhere, to be part of this revolutionary act. You want resistance? You want somebody to stand up? You want somebody to fight? Go now to the Mug Club. Go now, ladies and gentlemen, and use the promo codes that are there to get a month off. Do it now. Go to Mug Club. Take action, because the globalists want war. They want to destroy us. Well, guess what? We didn't start this fight. We don't want it. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one! Yeah. to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show, and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Groundbreaking news right there from Alex. A big congratulations to Alex, Mug Club, the whole team, Stephen Crowder, InfoWars. What a powerhouse duo right now. I just am so supportive of independent media. Independent media is so, so crucial. You're going to understand why it's so crucial today, or at least it's going to cement it in for you. But I'm just asking everyone who's tuning in today to support this project and continue supporting the truth to get out there. Anyone who is willing to stare into the face of these globalists and tell you what is really going on right now, I'm telling you, this is a huge moment in history. These people are brave. These people are the warriors of the modern age. And it is a brave act to tell the truth today, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it such a brave act? Because the truth is considered hate speech today. Everything's inverted. What is good is being called evil. What is evil is being called good. And this is the age that we are living in. So right now, the most powerful way to dispel the lies, and this is true throughout all of history, is to tell the truth and break through the deception that is gripping mankind right now through language, through media, through the propaganda that you see, through algorithms that are targeted at controlling your brain, changing your behavior, and turning you into something that you don't recognize. The antidote to that is the truth. If you didn't have the truth, you would not know yourself. Think about that statement right now. If you did not have the truth, you would not know yourself, because you would be a victim of the propaganda that's out there. It's not just the mainstream media. It's algorithms that are targeted at keeping you docile, algorithms that are targeted at keeping you distracted and entertained while the world is literally on fire. And the world is literally on fire, ladies and gentlemen. The Great Reset is in full swing, clawing at the very last straws that it has for its survival because of the number of people waking up to this, because the truth has broken through the algorithm. It's broken through the mind control program. Millions of people around the world are realizing something is wrong, and they're looking for answers. And it's broadcast like this one. It's broadcasts like this very broadcast that you're listening to right now that are going to literally save lives. I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating. This is going to save the lives of adults, of children, of this current generation and generations to come. The words that you hear on this broadcast will last beyond the lies, because lies eventually become decimated or they become uncovered, but the truth is something that remains. So please continue to support Alex and the team here in whatever ventures they move forward with. InfoWars is so, so important to the future of humanity. And I say that as a contributor. I say that as someone who's depended on InfoWars for many years as the forefront of the battle. And it's about time the rest of humanity realizes it. I want to talk to you today about the satanic pedophiles at the United Nations. And that is what they are. The people at the top of this food chain, or at least those in the public eye, And I've spoken about this before, the fact that these people, if you know them, they're not at the top of the food chain. They're not the ones calling the shots. But let's talk about the three front organizations that we have right now, being the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization, that seek to enslave you into their satanic new Babylon system. That is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to make this clear. You may not believe in God. You may not believe in Satan. You may not believe that the practices that these people participate in hold any power, but they do. And what kind of an uninformed, naive individual, if they, say, work within the military, would go to war with an enemy that they don't understand? If you are serving in the military, you don't go into a war with an enemy blind. You study that enemy. You understand the way they think. You understand their culture. You understand their battle plans. You understand the way that they conduct themselves in war. You know what weapons they have. You know what strategies they deploy. You go and you assess those strategies in detail before you go and attack that enemy, or before you defend even if you want to defend yourself against that enemy, you must understand them inside out. Your enemy, humanity, everyone listening today, your enemy worships Satan. Your enemy conducts child sacrifice. Your enemy feeds on the blood of children. This is their belief system. No matter what you think about that practice, they do it. They do it. They have ancient occult human sacrifice practices that they engage in regularly. So the sooner humanity accepts that the people at the top of the food chain are engaging in these ancient occult practices, the easier it will be for them to understand that the people that they're up against aren't just wanting control only. This goes far beyond just control. They have money. They don't need more money. They have all the money they want. They just keep printing it. And if the fiat system fails, they go and create a new system of fake money. It's not just about following the money trail. This is about the soul of every single human on earth. This is their ultimate goal. They want your soul. They want to destroy you. And this latest report that I'm going to cover today from these psychopaths, called Report of the Independent Expert on Protection Against Violence and Discrimination Based on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. This is who they call an independent expert that's written this report. Okay, now let me tell you about this independent expert. His name is Victor Madrigal Barlos. He attended the World Economic Forum Sustainable Development Impact Summit in 2020 and spoke on including LGBTI populations in response to the COVID-19 crisis. When asked what actions can be taken to ensure that the responses leave no one behind and contribute to achieving the 2030 agenda, Victor Madrigal Barlos responded, and it says, independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity, United Nations opened the session by saying, "We had reasonable assumptions that during this type of situation, there is usually an escalation of risk and discrimination and also hate speech and incitement to violence and discrimination. And in fact, this proved to be the case." Now, he is there offering his expert opinion as an independent expert on LGBTQI people. What statistics do we have to suggest from this independent expert that the violence towards LGBTQI people, plus people, and the plus is for minor attracted persons, which is the nice way of saying pedophile that wants to do unspeakable things with your children. What violence increased against these people by the general population during the time of COVID? It didn't. There is no evidence that this expert has provided. And yet this is the basis of his fight for human rights, to stop the violence. What does the United Nations mean when they say violence? What I'm going to talk you through today is this report, and I'm going to decode their language for you to help you understand exactly where this is going. And I'm going to tell you the end goal from now. The end goal from now is to criminalize you saying anything against pedophiles. Because these people want to have sex with children. They want it to be legal. I have proof. It's in their own documents. They want to legalize sex with our children. When Biden tells you these are our kids, it's because he's grooming you to accept these people having sex with your children. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Zone Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com, coming to you live from the land down under. Now, I referenced this report before. We're going to go through it. I'm going to try not to read this word for everyone, but just sort of cover the main points of the report. And I'm just going to tell you the goal of the report from now before we get to the actual conclusions in it. This report is calling for LGBTQI+, which the plus stands for, which represents minor attracted persons, which means pedophiles, for their rights to be above religious rights. They're calling for this to happen worldwide. They're calling for the silencing of religious leaders, and they're calling hate speech violence. And we're going to have a look at what they declare, what they define, I should say, hate speech as in a moment. But if you want to look for this report, you can search /HRC/53/37. Of course, a lot of these reports are difficult to find. They are, you know, often hidden within many other reports and in some sort of meetings that they're being privately funded and probably funded by the people to do, which no one wants. No one invited these people to rule the world. And yet here it is. They're making decisions for us and trying to dictate to us how we practice our religion and live our lives. So I'll talk about what we need to do with this idiotic organization at the end of this broadcast, but I will go through some of this report right now. So again, they're talking about freedom of religion or belief, freedom from violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Victor references FORB a lot in the article, which is the UN General Assembly's special rapporteur's compilation of articles on freedom of religion or belief and sexuality 2017, which is essentially a compilation of reports and discussions concerning freedom of religion. So when I'm talking about FORB, that's what I'm referencing, so I don't say that whole thing again throughout this presentation. All right, so they within the introduction, they say that the report focuses on spaces where freedom of thought, conscience and religion or belief or and protection from violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity intersect. So they're trying to talk about, well, all of these things are fusing in society, which we can't deny. And let me just say from the outset, I'm not against homosexuals. I love all people. But do I reserve the right to maintain my religious beliefs and not do anything that violates my personal convictions the same way that someone who has a different belief system to me does? Yes, absolutely. And so if I say baking the cake violates my religious beliefs, I'm well within my rights to do so. And if you were for tolerance and inclusivity, you would say, right, okay, those are your beliefs. I will go somewhere where someone shares my beliefs. I wouldn't go to a Hindu to get them, to force them to understand Christianity. You just don't do that. You say, okay, that Hindu has their beliefs. I'm a Christian. I'll go over here. But, you know, you got to bake the cake. Screw your religion. Damn that stupid cake. Anyway, back to the report. This is what it's saying. So it's saying, okay, these things are all fusing in society, which is true. We have this increase of it, and we should look at how we're going to navigate this. I agree with that. Let's look at how we're going to navigate this. So they say that the document and the report seeks to explore fundamental conceptions about our human bonds with the sacred and the mundane, and goes on to sort of talk about, you know, people's sexual experiences, the pleasures and all of these other things that make up the human experience. He boasts about meeting with multiple religious leaders, including patriarch of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Mufti of all Muslims, Chair of Jewish Council in Mozambique, the Mufti of Nampula. I won't read them all out, but he's, you know, the Catholic Archbishop, chief rabbis, and all sorts of other religious leaders. He's made the effort to go and do that so that he can best understand and work together with everyone, because he really wants to work together with everyone. We'll find out what working together means soon. And then he says that religion does not have essential or inbuilt positions, and it would make no sense to position it as inherently or predominantly pro or anti-LGBT. This can be interpreted in one of two ways. This can be interpreted as religion does not have the right to position itself as this. It shouldn't be positioning itself as this. Screw what that religion believes and what its values are and what its traditions are. And I think that that's really the undertone of this entire report, which will make sense when we look at the conclusions. Within the legal framework that they outlined, they say that all persons should live free from violence and discrimination based on their sexual orientation and/or gender identity. And that it's not an idea from a particular part of the world. It's an international standard. He says that the state has an obligation to adopt measures to eradicate such violence and discrimination, and notes that it continues to face opposition. The problem that we have here is what constitutes violence and discrimination in these people's view. All of this sounds great. Every sane person would say, well, of course, we don't want violence against anyone. Not just, you know, whether they're gay, straight, black, white, Chinese, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all different. We're not going to commit violence against each other just because we disagree. But that's not what they're talking about when they say violence. They're talking about saying something that hurts someone's feelings, and that is provable. They also say that states' human rights obligations must be calibrated against the dominant religious and belief or cultural orthodoxies in national contexts. So he is calling for laws to be calibrated to disregard religion or cultural orthodoxies, to incorporate and promote gay lifestyle, gay people, intersex people, transgender people, minor attracted persons, pedophiles. States' human rights obligations must be calibrated. It has to be against the dominant religion. States have to come against religions to incorporate acceptance of pedophiles into society, says the United Nations, essentially. The mandate has reviewed the robust evidentiary and theoretical bases that lead to the conclusion that these positions, which they say traditional values, public morals, and national values, are commonly used in discourses that are hostile to women, LGBT persons, and religious and belief minorities, and they often rely on explicitly on religious and belief norms and values, which are, he says, linked with patriotism and patriarchal gender and family norms, and that these positions are not supported by international human rights. So the international human rights do not support patriotism, patriarchal gender, and family norms or your religious freedoms. We'll keep going right on the...
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Watching this right now, head to InfoWarsStore.com. Please support InfoWars in whatever which way you can, whether it's buying high quality products, buying water filters, making a donation. Please keep this broadcast alive and pumping and expanding. We need InfoWars like we need air. All right, so the mandate of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief, they talk about how there are two trains of thought here, which is that you don't have the right to control someone's belief systems, but it also says that the right to manifest one's religion or belief through actions can and should be limited by states in certain circumstances. So why would that have to be the case? Well, they talk about public safety, order, health, or morals, or the fundamental rights and freedoms of others. Again, I'm talking about the fact that you are not allowed to, according to these people, on the basis of your religion, your belief systems, criticize, admonish, offer advice, and, you know, they talk about conversion practices here. You're not allowed to pray for someone. It's already illegal for a parent in the state of Victoria here in Australia, if their kid comes home and says, "Mum, I am really thinking that, you know, a female child, I'm really thinking that I might be a boy." If that family says, No, sweetie, you're not a boy. You're a girl, and I think you may be confused. Let me pray for you. That parent can go to jail for 10 years. And then the school can take the child and go and get them butchered up by these Nazi doctors that take pleasure in cutting children's breasts off and adding fake genitals to them. And the school can do that on behalf of the parent while the parent rots in prison for trying to save their child from genital mutilation. That's already a law in Australia. So when they're talking about, you know, you don't really have a right to religious expression. You have a right to believe what you want, but you don't really have a right to express it. But when we have Pride Month, an entire month of displaying this depravity, standing on floats and whipping each other in front of children half naked, showing them about, teaching them about BDSM and men in their underwear twerking in front of women, old men with saggy underwear. You all know the clip I'm talking about. That's okay. That freedom of expression is perfectly okay. The state doesn't intervene in that. Alex aired a clip from Rob Primo contacting the Canadian police during Pride Month, and the police essentially said to him, and I interviewed Rob about this not long after, the police essentially said to him, yeah, look, you know, during Pride Month we always kind of have this thing. Normally sexual exploitation in front of children is not okay, but during Pride Month it is what it is. Oh, well, thanks to the police for protecting our children from pedophilia and grooming. So it then talks about how freedom of opinion and expression is enshrined in, and it references a few articles here. I won't go into all the details, but it says the provisions are given context by Article 20 of the Covenant, which prohibits racial or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence. So, what we're talking about here is charging people or accusing them of inciting discrimination, hostility, or violence and creating laws around it which limit religious freedoms. What does it mean to incite discrimination, hostility, or violence? Well, an example here is that it's saying that LGBT persons or the LGBT agenda is a threat to the traditional family or the nation is incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence. So let me just be really logical here. If everyone was gay and we didn't preserve traditional family values, we wouldn't have natural reproduction anymore. That's not hateful. That's just fact. If we were all gay, the human race wouldn't survive very long. But they have a solution for that, though. They're going to give you lab-grown babies. Either way, you're not allowed to say it according to these people. And if you claim that there are religious reasons why you think that way, the state should limit that freedom of your expression because it incites hatred and violence. So, I'm going to go into what they actually constitute as hate speech in a moment. They say that the extent to which religion can be invoked for autocratic practices and denial of basic rights and civil liberties is also evident in some of the state legislators seeking to enshrine anti-trans exclusion and eliminate comprehensive sex education in the United States. So he's actually, and he says that, you know, they're doing this for political purposes. So when a normal person who realizes that pedophilia is not so good says, hey, this book is pornographic in nature and shouldn't be viewed by children. We had this recently in Australia with a book called Welcome to Sex. It got pulled off the shelves of a major retailer after public backlash. And one of the authors said, I'd be perfectly comfortable with a mature 8-year-old viewing this book. And the book had explicit details on how to perform sexual acts, such as rimming and I don't even, scissoring, I don't even want to go into it for you. It's too disgusting for even adults to talk about on air. But they, you know, one of the authors said, yeah, a mature 8-year-old could view this. So that's perfectly okay, says the United Nations. And they're using the example of people eliminating what they call comprehensive sex education, which is porn being given to children, as an example of this hatred, violence, incitement to violence. And how dare they use religious values to encourage children to not be shown porn by mentally deranged teachers. So I want to focus on what the UN considers incitement to discrimination. Okay. From the United Nations Strategy and Plan of Action on Hate Speech report from May 2019, Antonio Guterres says, hate speech is a menace to democratic values, social stability, and peace. As a matter of principle, the United Nations must confront hate speech at every turn. Silence can signal indifference to bigotry and intolerance, even as a situation escalates and the vulnerable become victims. So really, you know, hate speech is such a menace and it can incite violence and, you know, it's something that we really care about and we want to eliminate hate speech and so on and so forth. This is Guterres, you know, he cares so much about humanity. On page 2, what is hate speech? There is no international legal definition of hate speech, and the characterization of what is hateful is controversial and disputed. Guys, we need to eliminate hate speech, but there's no definition for hate speech. It's just whatever hurts the feelings of the pedophiles. That's what it is. And it actually says, any kind of communication, in speech, writing, or behavior that attacks or uses pejorative or discriminatory language with reference to a person or group on the basis of who they are. So, if you don't agree with someone and you use pejorative language, which simply means to express contempt or disapproval, that's hate speech and constitutes incitement to violence, incitement to discrimination. There is no protection of religious speech in the same manner. When people go around mocking my Lord Jesus, there's no one's stopping that, are they? No one's saying that's incitement to religious hatred and potential acts of violence. No, but if I use language that expresses my disapproval of pedophilia, I'm inciting discrimination towards MAPS. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Of this report, I just want to note what they call other forms of oppression, and they give an example of how a Russian law in 2013 that banned propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations to minors is an example of censorship legislation that limits freedom of expression about LGBT topics and is reliant upon protection of religiously derived traditional values. So they're saying that this is oppression, not teaching children about gay sex is oppression, because that's an example of how religious institutions are oppressing gay people because they're not teaching children about gay sex or pedophile sex. This is what these people mean by this language. They want your children. They want your children. I'm going to prove it to you in a moment. Very quickly, the recommendations that this independent expert has made is to carry out necessary analysis and reform to ensure that legislation and public policy complies with the human rights standards, including these principles of non-discrimination, making sure we can keep teaching kids about gay sex, ensuring that any law or public policy relating to the frameworks of religious exemptions or conscientious objection is compatible with human rights standards and does not negate the access of LGBT and other gender diverse persons. So making sure that there are no public policies or laws that allow religious people to say, we don't think that this is correct. We don't think that pedophilia is correct. We base that belief on our religious values. No, no, no. We need to change laws and public policies to make sure that we legalize pedophilia. This is what the goal is, the ultimate goal. As I said, I'm going to prove it to you in a moment. Team, if you can cue up the 8 March principles, we'll look at that in 1 second. Ensure the bodily autonomy and sexual and reproductive health and rights of LGBT and gender diverse persons, as well as comprehensive sexuality and gender education. They're talking about children here. comprehensive sexuality and gender education. Working in collaboration with feminists, which the modern day feminist movement is full of wackos, absolute loose cannons, are mentally unstable victim mentality women who are seriously an embarrassment to women. You don't see any of them standing up. They'll go and scream in the streets for the rights to murder their child and do it repeatedly, but they won't scream in the streets to stop men from competing in women's sports. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Working in collaboration with feminists and LGBT-led and LGBT-serving civil society, including religious groups who work on an inclusive basis. So working only with religious groups to push out our propaganda, which is the ultimate goal, is to be able to have sex with children, working with religious groups that are going to help us push that. That's what they're saying here. They're not going to work with all religious groups to try and engage them. No, 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 we're going to push the ones who agree with this and will help us push this message out and criminalize anyone else who doesn't agree. They're saying that you need to refrain from justifying with religious narratives. They're telling religious leaders they have to refrain from justifying with religious narratives any act of violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. What they're talking about here, when they say violence, it's disapproval. That's what they're saying. And they actually say that faith-based leaders have to condemn this. They have to condemn any type of disapproval towards LGBT people, and examine the historical role of how religious institutions in the perpetration of human have contributed to the perpetration of human rights violations. I'm going to show you the 8 March principles right now. This is a report that was published by the International Commission of Jurists, Advocates for Justice and Human Rights, in support with support of the United Nations. And in Principle 18, it says this: sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. It says here that no one may be held criminally liable. This is page 27 of the PDF, guys, so that you can bring it up for everyone. Principle 18, no one may be held criminally liable for conduct or status based on their gender identity or gender expression. What does that actually mean? In their terms, the decoded language here is no one can be held criminally liable for their conduct based on their gender expression, which is, to them, gender identities and forms of gender expression that are perceived not to conform to societal expectations or norms relating to gender roles, the sex assigned to a person at birth, or a male-female binary, among others. What are the others? That is pedophiles. So they're saying no one may be held criminally liable. The decoded language here is if they have sex with minors, because this is their sexual expression. They go on to say no one may be held criminally liable for consensual practices aiming to assist others with the exploration, free development, and or affirmation of sexual orientation or gender identity unless there was force, coercion, fraud, or medical negligence. So, what do they say here? They're saying no one can be held criminally liable, this is what they're advocating for consensual practices. So what is the consensual practice? What is, I've gone to principle 18. Team, can you go up to principle 16, which is consensual sexual conduct? They say that consensual sexual conduct, irrespective of the type of sexual activity, the sex, gender, sexual orientation, meaning pedophile, gender identity and gender expression of the people involved or their marital status may not be criminalized in any circumstances. Okay. Consensual same sex, and they go on to talk about all these sorts of things outside of marriage, so on and so forth. But look at this. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them. Pursuant to their evolving capacities and progressive autonomy, persons under 18 years of age should participate in decisions affecting them with due regard to their age, maturity, and best interests, so on and so forth. So, people, we come down to the crux of the issue. You have the United Nations coming and saying you cannot discriminate and you cannot use, as a religious person, pejorative language to defend your right to traditional values, to stand against pedophilia. You can't do that anymore. And moreover, according to the 8 March principles, the International Commission of Jurists, people under the age of 18 can consent to sex, any forms of sex, with anyone of any age. It doesn't give an age limit here. It doesn't say, you know, 12 to 18. Not that I'm saying that 12 is okay either. I'm just saying it's saying anyone. So when you have freaks like the guy who started the transgender movement, who used to rape babies, saying that because they're flushed in the face, that's a sign of consent, this is where we're heading, people. The answer is that we need to exit the United Nations. We've had some huge, huge wins recently. We have the local mainstream media in Florida talking about the fact that these shots are a bioweapon. We've got the British Rowing Society banning males from competing in women's sports. We have a lot of good wins coming up all over the world. We've had major wins in Australia pushing back on some of these laws that seek to stop us from using our own land. People are waking up, people are rising up, and the one thing that people need to wake up to today, is that we must exit the United Nations. You want to know where this push to sexualize your children comes from? With the ultimate goal of being able to legally have sex with your children? Look no further than the puppet masters who run the United Nations, but as a bare minimum, call for the exit of the United Nations. These people are advocating for pedophilia. They are seeking to exterminate religion, and it is because they serve Satan. So on the final note, where they say that speaking the truth is an act of war, well, let's do war, baby. Jesus Christ is Lord, and there is nothing that will ever, ever stop me from saying that. You best believe it. The truth is the truth. You are liars. And that's the end of that. God bless you all. Thank you so much. I'm Maria Z from ZMe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.